Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Woo! Feet.
Hello, we're back with again this week, and today I have a very nice visitor. Her name is
Whitney.
And to start off, we're going to tell you the top 10, the top 10 interesting facts about St. Patrick's Day. First one is shamrocks. Of course, with St. Patrick's Day comes with a massive appearance of shamrocks. Whether you're wearing one pinned to your label or you have them on your socks, shamrocks have definitely become a central symbol for this day. In the olden days in Ireland, the shamrock was seen as sacred. Due to its green color and overall shape, many believed it to represent rebirth and life. The four leaves of the clover represent faith, love, hope, and of course, luck. Because of this, the shamrock has continued to be very popular in the Irish culture. When the Irish were under control of the English, many silent protests were held, and every person would wear a shamrock pinned to their shirt. From then on, the shamrock has become a very well-known symbol that represents Ireland and the Irish people really well.
Prohibition in Ireland, really. When you think of March 17th, you almost surely will think of beer, and when you think of someone Irish, you probably think of beer in pubs as well. But in the history of Ireland, beer wasn't always a given on this widely celebrated day. In 1903, a member of the Irish Parliament, James O'Mara, introduced a new bill that called to recognize St. Patrick's Day as a religious observation in Ireland. However, because this was made a law, this meant that all the local pubs had to close. Therefore, no beer was readily available. So for 67 years, the Irish suffered through a total shutdown of all pubs until 1970, when the law was overturned and the holiday was no longer religious observance, but a national holiday.
Number 8. Only 3 countries truly care. While many countries all over the world celebrate St. Patrick's Day, from the U.S. to Australia to Argentina and South Korea, only a very selective few countries have actually made this day a public holiday for everyone. First, the very tiny island, sometimes known as Emerald Island of the Caribbean, Mazaret, is one of the 3 countries that publicly celebrate the holiday. This is due to the high number of Irish refugees that came from Nevis and St. Kitts to the island. So, to commemorate them, the holiday is celebrated. The holiday is also considered to be a public one in Newfoundland and Labrador. Here the holiday is celebrated to remember a failed slave uprising that occurred in 1798. And of course, last but not least, Ireland has made March 17th a public holiday as well.
Number 7. Yes, Hallmark makes some money too. We all know about Hallmark and their greetings that are perfect for some of the most prized holidays such as Christmas, Mother's Day, and even Valentine's Day. If you've ever given someone a card or received a card yourself, you've probably opened one that was closed by Hallmark's famous gold seal. Though it seems crazy, on St. Patrick's Day, Hallmark usually sells anywhere from 8 to 15 million St. Patrick's Day cards each year. But offering these cards to the public isn't anything new for Hallmark. According to their website, the company has been offering these green cards since the early 1920s, and there's always a wide selection to choose from, usually between 100 and 150 cards each year.
Number 6. So does McDonald's. If you've ever taken a look at McDonald's dessert menu, to put it lightly, you've surely seen the pies, ice cream cookies, and probably even one of those fruit puff rides. You've probably also noticed the varying milkshakes that McDonald's offers, especially during certain holidays and seasons. Usually around the end of February or beginning of March, McDonald's offers its Shamrock Shake. Of course, the milkshake is nothing but a green color that tastes like mint. First served in 1970, the shake had become very popular in the U.S., Canada, and Ireland, but today is mostly popular in the U.S. Prices of the shake have about doubled in the last decade, and new additions are often added. Recently, McDonald's has served the shakes with whipped cream and top cherry.
Number 5, Evacuation Day. With every event that occurs, there's usually some sort of coincidence to it, and St. Patrick's Day is no exception. In a few countries, in Massachusetts, the state with the largest amount Irish population, about 1/4, there's a celebration of a day known as Evacuation Day. Mainly the day is celebrated in Somerville, Cambridge, and Suffolk County. While Boston is already well known for its celebration of St. Patrick's Day, Evacuation Day is important as well. Coincidentally, the holiday falls on March 17th, but it does commemorate a very special event in history. On March 17th, 1876, the British forces left Boston after troops headed by Henry Knox and George Washington placed heavy artillery around the city. To celebrate this significant event, countries in Massachusetts made the day a holiday in 1901. However, the holiday is usually under heavy fire, as some see it a waste of money as workers are paid for a day off.
Number 4, snakes in an ocean. We have all heard the Irish folks tell a story or another, especially those centered on St. Patrick. One very popular story is that St. Patrick was able to chase all the snakes out of Ireland where they were drowned in the ocean. However, when it comes down to St. Patrick, didn't chase any snakes out of nowhere, nor can you take folklore literally. In all reality, there has never been any record of snakes living anywhere near the Emerald Isle. Instead, figurative language was often used in these folklores, and in case the serpents more than likely represented Druid and Pagan religions that slowly disappeared from Ireland over a period of centuries after St. Patrick is said to have placed the seeds of Christianity there.
Number 3, New York has more Irish pride. With a holiday all about the Irish, you'd probably think the biggest and most widely known celebrations came from nowhere else but Ireland. However, as history shows, Ireland isn't the country that tops the list with Irish pride, at least not when it comes to celebration and festivities. After decades of studying, no one has found the exact time when St. Patrick's Day was first widely celebrated. The first known depiction of the holiday comes from a man named Jonathan Swift, who mentions a 1713 celebration taking place in London. The only thing mentioned is a day where Westminster Parliament was given a holiday and that buildings were decorated in green. In 1762, in New York City, the first parade honoring this holiday took place. Today it stands as the largest celebration and parade in the U.S. Almost 3 million people come to see the parade, which contains over 150,000 people that span a mile and a half long.
Number 2, green or blue. Though green is a very popular color on St. Patrick's Day, the original color that was very popular and often related back to St. Patrick was not green, but blue. However, in today's world, if you're without an ounce of green, expect a pinch. In Irish folklore, green is known as being worn by immortals and fairies, and often signified new life and crop growth. Some even say that wearing green is considered to be lucky, as it is known to represent a time in Irish history when Ireland was not a free country. Blue came into the picture long ago when the military men wore St. Patrick's blue in their uniforms. The blue is also represented during the time when Henry VIII was declared King of Ireland and the flag used was a gold harp on a blue background. But today, green is the prominently known and worn color. In Chicago, the Chicago River is dyed green using 40 pounds of green vegetable dye.
Number 1, St. Patrick wasn't Irish. Because St. Patrick's Day is so popular in Ireland and all you really ever hear about on the date is Irish this, Irish that, you probably just assume that St. Patrick is, well, Irish. However, your assumption would be wrong. St. Patrick was actually Scottish and was said to be either born in Scotland or Wales. Even more shocking is that his name wasn't even Patrick. His birth name was actually Maewyn Suckett. However, at the age of 16, he was kidnapped and sold into Irish slavery. Later on in time, he became a priest under Bishop of Auxerre and took on the name Patricus, better known as Patrick. Here he felt that this was his calling to be, being Christianity and Ireland close together. In any case, the Scottish should get some recognition on this day as well.
The first song we're going to start off with today is called Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So here it comes.
Thank you. Oh,
Next up, we have a joke. Whitney's gonna tell me a joke, okay? Here it is.
It's called To My Loving Wife. A couple from Minneapolis decided to go to Florida for a long weekend to thaw out during one particularly icy winter. Because both had jobs, they had difficulty coordinating their travel schedules. It was decided that the husband would fly to Florida on a Thursday and his wife would follow him the next day. Upon arriving as planned, the husband checked into the hotel. There, he decided to open his laptop and send his wife an email back to Minneapolis. However, he accidentally left off one letter in her address. He sent the email without realizing his error. In Houston, a widow had just returned from her husband's funeral. He was a minister of many years who had been called home to glory following a heart attack. The widow checked her email, expecting messages from relatives and friends. Upon reading the first message, she fainted and fell to the floor. The widow's son rushed into the room, found his mother on the floor, and saw the computer screen, which read, "To my loving wife from your departed husband. Subject, I've arrived. I've just arrived and have checked in. I see that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was. P.S. Sure is hot down here."
The next song coming up is called Knock by Bob Marley. So here it comes.
Thank you. anymore. Get me out of here into some other place.
Next up, we're going to tell you some more top tens. The first one, we'll tell you the top 10 brands, starting with number 10.
Number 10, Coca-Cola. Unless you grew up on Mars, you know what Coca-Cola is. This carbonated, caramel-colored beverage has consistently been an American favorite, despite the intense competition that arrives annually on supermarket shelves. How does it seem to hold on to its crown in the face of so much liquid brand competition? This is not just an American brand, it's a global phenomenon. It even spawned the song, "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing." Coca-Cola, the world continues to sing your praises.
Number 9, Disney. This is one company that does not rest on its laurels. Disney has their fingers in practically every proverbial pie, from theme parks and movie marketing to hotels, cruise ships, and more. Just the merchandising aspects alone are mind-boggling. Disney is one of those classic American brands we all grew up with and hold near and dear to our collective heart. It would take something fairly cataclysmic to knock Disney off its rarefied perch.
Number 8, Whole Foods Market. Walk into any Whole Foods Market and your eyes are dazzled by the perfection of fruits and vegetables tumbling from bins and barrels, aisles of interesting foods with brand names you've never heard of, and bakery and deli that makes you think you just walked into mom's kitchen. This unique shopping experience takes going to the market from chore status to fun adventure. Fueled by the growing natural and organic food industry movement, Whole Foods' business methodology of conscious capitalism is most definitely reasoning with a population yearning for some more in tune with our planet and ourselves.
Number 7, Nintendo. We would like to play. This tiny little statement has caused a large-scale revolution in the competitive world of video gaming. Nintendo, having performed sluggishly over the last decade, found the right formula for success. By providing a social gaming experience, family and friends are now playing games together. Yes, even mom and dad. As a result, Wii has outperformed both PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, giving consumers considerably against because Wii flies off shelves faster than you can say nunchuck. Nintendo's vision has the game industry turning another corner yet again.
Number 6, BMW. It goes without saying that the ultimate driving machine is a BMW. Performance coupled with aggressive styling has been BMW's unique selling proposition for decades, and the brand has consistently and relentlessly delivered on this platform. The A-type attitude exhibited in product design and advertising campaigns resonates with buyers who see themselves not just as BMW owners, but BMW enthusiasts. Talk about brand advocates. This is one mean branding machine.
Number 5, Starbucks. The aroma of a brand that started a coffee house revolution. Of course, we're talking about the seedy powerhouse Starbucks. Whimsical and quickly with a cooperative culture that practices environmental sustainability, this brand upgraded coffee from beverage status to fashion statement, Blackberry. In one hand, grand latte in the other. When you actually find yourself saying things like barista, frappuccino, and double shot with soy, hold the whip. You know you're just buying coffee. You bought into a cultural movement.
Number 4, Target. Every brand needs a dog with a bullseye. This company decided it no longer wanted to be lumped with the Kmarts and Walmarts of the world. There was a whole audience out there clamoring for a cheap chick, and Target delivered with red and white panache right on target.
Number 3, Nike. Can anyone forget the 1984 Orwellian runner of the Lemmings campaign? It wasn't just jaw-dropping genius. It literally broke the advertising mold. Ever since, Nike has attempted to one-up themselves with bold products and campaigns that offer enough attitude to spare, and they've done a pretty smart job of it. You know your brand's doing just fine when you can remove the name from the top, from the logo, and consumers can still identify the company. Swoosh.
Number 2, Apple. Apple subscribes to the less is more theory, and it uses to powerful effect both in product design and advertising. Everything not absolutely necessary is stripped away to reveal purity and a sense of magic. From their iconic logo to iPod's campaign of garroting silhouettes against a kaleidoscope of color, Apple is more than a brand, it's a culture.
Number 1, Google. When an actual brand name becomes part of our daily vernacular, it has achieved the epitome of brand recognition. Google, once dubbed the search engine for business, has leaped past Yahoo into the communal pool where everyone swims for information. Tools like Google, AdWords, AdSense, and Analytics have become so widely proliferated and used that the term just Google it is no longer sounds silly. In fact, it's quite sensible. Well, there you have it, the top 10 brands. Now it's time for a song called White Wedding by Billy Idol. So here it comes.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Sister, what's your fastest wish?
you sold yourself to? Who have you sold your soul to? Hey, little sister shotgun, it's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Dynamite! Killer! Dynamite! Safe in this world, and there's nothing sure in this world, and there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. Come on, it's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day.
Okay, well, before me and Whitney get out of here today, we're going to tell you another top 10, but this time it'll be the top 10 foods for brain health. Number 10 is oysters. If you're a seafood kind of person, then today just may be your lucky day. Experiments have shown that oysters are great for your brain, no matter your age, because they are rich in zinc as well as iron. Eating this under the sea delight will help to keep your mind sharp and increase your ability to recall information easily. Zinc and iron have been linked to the brain's ability to stay focused and remember information. A lack of zinc and iron can cause memory lapses, poor concentration, and of course other ailments throughout the body.
Number 9, whole grains. If you've ever tried to lose weight, you know just how healthy whole grains are for your body. However, they are also great for your brain. Whole wheat, bran, and wheat germ have high contents of folate, as do brown rice, oatmeal, whole grain, breads, barley, and others. All of these foods work to increase blood flow to the brain, which means a higher quality and quantity of brain function. Also, these whole grain foods contain a lot of vitamin B6, which is full of thiamine. Thiamine is great for anyone trying to improve their memory. Scientific research has shown that memory loss dramatically increases by the time you reach your late 60s or early 70s. So whole grains are especially good for you as you get older.
Number 8 is tea. Forget your coffee in the morning, try a cup of tea. Freshly brewed green or black tea is extremely beneficial to your brain because it is full of catechins. Have you ever had a day where you just feel drained, tired, and too lazy to think? It may be because you are lacking catechins in your brain. Catechins are great for keeping your mind sharp, fresh, and functioning properly. Not only do they keep your brain working right, they also allow it to relax and help to fight against mental fatigue. While green tea is much more potent than black tea, both are extremely good for you. Tea is definitely a great thing to drink in the mornings to ensure you're starting your brain off right.
Number 7 is eggs. When we get older, our brains begin to shrink due to something called brain atrophy. While some of us might want other parts of our body to shrink, I'm pretty sure no one wants a shrinking brain. However, we can fight against this natural process by eating eggs. This is because eggs are full of vitamin B12 as well as lecithin. Vitamin B12 helps to fight against brain shrinkage, which is often seen in Alzheimer's disease. Eggs, though very unhealthy if you eat too many of them, are full of essential fatty acids. The yolk, though very high in cholesterol, is also high in choline, which is a very important building block of brain cells. Choline can help improve your memory. While eating too many eggs can be bad for your health, eating 1 to 2 egg products a day can be great for your brain.
Number 6 is curry. Spicy food is a great way to spice up your brain and keep it fresh. A main ingredient in curry powder, curcum, is full of antioxidants that help fight against brain aging and maintain cognitive function as you get older. These antioxidants also fight against free radical damage that can occur within the brain as well as the body. Free radicals can cause inflammation and other ailments within the body. Not only is curry good for your brain, it can also fight against diabetes and heart disease. Too hot for you to handle? You don't have to have curry for lunch and dinner each day. The smallest amount of curry once a month can be highly beneficial for your brain.
Number 5, berries. If you're not a vegetable person, you can rely on fruit, especially berries, to improve your brain health. For example, blueberries are well known for their role in improving motor skills as well as your overall learning capacity. They are often called the best berry for your brain, and today you may notice the plethora of products using blueberries. Most berries, including blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and others, are full of antioxidants that are great for boosting the brain. You can help reverse the effects of aging on the brain by eating those berries once a day. Berries are sometimes referred to as superfruits because most of them contain fescin and flavonoid, which are great for improving your memory and allowing you to easily recall past events.
Number 4, nuts and seeds. Looking for a snack that has everything good for the brain in it? Look no further than nuts and seeds. The good thing about this is that all types of nuts are included. This means peanuts, hazelnuts, cashews, almonds, walnuts, pecans, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and any other type of nut or seed you can think of are good for your brain. Nuts and seeds are full of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, as well as folate, vitamin E, and vitamin B6. All these nutrients allow you to think more clearly. They also help you think more positively because omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids work as natural antidepressants. Some seeds and nuts are also full of thiamine and magnesium, which are great for the memory, cognitive functioning, and brain nourishment.
Number 3, leafy green vegetables. Leafy green vegetables such as cabbage, kale, spinach, and others, while not very well liked by children, are excellent for the brain of children and adults alike. These vegetables help greatly when it comes time to remember old information and process it like you just learned it yesterday. This is because these foods are often full of vitamin B6, B12, and folate, which are great compounds needed within the brain to break down homocysteine levels, which can lead to forgetfulness and even Alzheimer's disease. These vegetables are very high in iron content. If there's not enough iron intake, cognitive activity slows down greatly. So when mom always urged you to eat your spinach, now you know why.
Number 2 is fish. Eating fish overall is greatly beneficial to your health, especially that of your brain. Fish is full of omega-3, which is a fatty acid known to be highly beneficial to the body in various aspects. Eating one serving of fish a week can highly increase one's chances of getting Alzheimer's disease. These fatty acids help with the brain function because they coat the neurons that at times have a fatty acid layer that becomes stiff due to a high content of cholesterol and saturated fat in the body. Omega-3s will coat the neurons with good fat, allowing them to move easily throughout the brain. Omega-3s also provides more oxygen to the brain, as well as allows one to retain new information while still remembering old information. The best fish to eat for brain health are salmon, tuna, and herring.
And number 1 is chocolate. While eating hundreds of Hershey bars may make you sick, and drinking a lot of hot cocoa in a day just may do the same, the main ingredient in these oh-so-delicious foods is cocoa, is said to be very nutritious for the brain. Scientists have proven that the antioxidant content found in just 2 or 3 tablespoons of cocoa powder is much stronger than those antioxidants found in other foods, such as green tea or red wine. The main antioxidant found in cocoa, known as flavonoids, is said to help increase blood flow to the brain. While normal milk chocolate lacks flavonoids, you'll find plenty of it in dark chocolate.
Okay, it's about time to wrap it up and say bye. So, for the last song, I'm going to play Where Is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. So here it is, and peace out.
Bye.
Attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? Love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
One world, one world. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
la 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 la.
You was fooling me once before, but I tell you there's no fooling me twice no more. Cause when I open up my third eye, you can't get away with murder, yeah. You was fooling me once before, but I tell you there's no fooling me twice no more. So stop your oppression, oppression. Check it out, I got a question, a question. That bush is Pinocchio, Pinocchio. Who the hell is Geppetto? Geppetto, beware of Geppetto. Cause he got nines and clips and a dagger that shaped into a crucifix. And he stab your back for thick, give it to your brother as a necklace of Christmas. Welcome to the valley of the beast, but it's in harmony, but I speak no peace. Keeping an eye on the fettier, cheddar, things that ain't really for the better. I can point out the behavior to keep you immune from the poisonous flavor. But what you caught, I can't save you. Manipulate your mind so you're in your danger. He can sell sand to a ram, ice to a Eskimo, water to a dam. And he's all the kennel, Uncle Sam, the one that taught him how to scam.
He was fooling me once before, but I tell you, he ain't fooling me twice no more. Cause when I open up my third eye, you can't get away with murder, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.